We got our steaks on there, sirloin and ribeye that are hand cut in house, aged in house too. Nothing gets cut before it's at least aged 28 days.
Wow.
Minimum. So, the more you age it, the better off it is. Yeah. I mean, it just helps break down that meat tissue and stuff. Yep. And I recommend ordering it medium rare. I mean,
we talked about that.
Yeah. We did.
People just don't. I don't think people understand the importance of the temperature and the time.
Absolutely.
To the flavor and texture.
It's just the flavor. You know, is just unmistakable if you order it well done. You know, to me, you're throwing money away. But each to their own, and, you know. And I'll cook it any way you want. But
some people like
all done. And then they throw a bottle of ketchup on top.
That's right. Well, my dad was like that. You could serve him a filet mignon, a $50 steak, and he'd say, "Do you have any ketchup?" And it would drive me nuts.
Oh, yes.
It would drive me crazy. Yeah. But, you know, and I'll see if you agree, because you're a real long-time restaurant guy, but a good steak should need nothing. That's right.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. If you ask for steak sauce, then
something's wrong.
That's right. Something's not right there.
Or you're like me and you put steak sauce on your fries. That's okay.
French fry, you can put whatever you want on there.
But folks, this is coming from a vegetarian. If your steak needs something, you've done something wrong.
Correct.
So if I know this, if I know, then you should know.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh, and then we got slow cooked prime rib. We do every Friday and Saturday night.
Used to be one of my favorites.
And you know, I tell you what, it's just amazing. It's just simply amazing.
Yeah. Now you got how long do you put into cooking that?
It goes in first thing in the morning when we get there, and then slow cooks all day, and we don't start cutting until 5 o'clock.
And
so
that's the way to do it.
Yep.
I bet it just falls right.
It is. Yep. We've got a special oven that we cook it in, and it's just tasty that's stuff. Amazing.
And that smell too.
Yeah.
When you're slow cooking, ooh, man. Folks, if I ever start eating meat again, I'm going to weigh 800 pounds because of Miller's Landing.
That's correct. Yeah, we've only hit the tip of the iceberg yet. So, you know, we got one thing on our menu that it's not for everybody. I was raised on it, and I like it. People do like what we have, and that is liver and onions.
Oh, yeah. Well, coming from the South, it's a big thing.
It is, and it's very, very tasty if you don't like liver, you don't like liver. Yeah. But, I mean, I ate it when I was a kid. We were a pretty poor family, but and liver has always been cheap. But I like it. I acquired the taste for it.
I think it's one of those – it's polarizing. You either absolutely don't like it or you absolutely can't live without it.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you, liver is another thing. And I was never a big fan, but I ate it on occasion. But if it's cooked right, that's a heck of a meal.
Absolutely.
And so healthy
absolutely.
For you.
It is, yes. That's the key there. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
And come on, folks. Who doesn't like cooked onions?
I mean, onions. I could eat those just alone.
Yes.
Yeah. Our 10-ounce hamburger steak. So those are also very good. And what that is we grind our own meat for that. And that's all the trimmings from the steaks that I cut.
Yeah.
And we grind that up and we make that into our hamburger steak. So it's actually ground sirloin and ribeye.
Wow.
So you're getting high quality cuts of meat in there. And like I said, they are ground in-house and patted up. And
so wait, you're not just slapping something frozen on the
ground? No. Gosh, no. No. Oh, no.
You're making other restaurants feel bad.
Well, that's the idea.
So this is actually your hand-cut steaks. This is actually the trimmings.
The trimmings and leftovers from that, yep.
Wow.
Grind it up. I got a big old grinder on my mixer and
that is
just
really
grind them up and making hamburger steaks.
Okay. Now, see, when I was a kid, a hamburger steak was one of my favorite.
Sure. I love a hamburger steak. I do, too.
And again,
I love it with hash browns, and then I throw Worcestershire sauce on the hash browns.
Yeah, there you go.
See, I don't know why, but I just love it.
Worcestershire on fries is good to me.
Yeah, Worcestershire on anything.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Especially if you can say it correctly.
Yes, that's right.
Worcestershire.
One of the two. That's right.
Yeah. We got brisket on our menu. We smoke that in house also. Very, very tasty. And that takes about, 10, 12 hours to smoke in our smoker. Very good. And then pulled pork also, we have that. And that takes 24 hours total.
Good gracious.
But so, it's so good. I was gonna say
the tenderness must be ridiculous.
It is. It's amazing. The flavor just, and I'm a big fan of when I get pulled pork, I hope that they don't smother it in barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I always ask for mine on the side and hope that they haven't already put it in the meat because I'm there for the pork. I'm not there for the barbecue sauce.
Again,
I like a little bit, but I want on my time though.
Again, it's one of those things, if you have to smother it, something's wrong.
That's correct. That's right. Absolutely. That goes with that.
Yep. If you have to hide the flavor. Now, folks, let me give you a restaurant secret and tell you how good the food is at Miller's Landing. Brisket, pulled pork, a lot of times beef tips and things. When you order them at some restaurants, and I'm not saying anybody in this area, but some restaurants, and Kurt's going to agree with me here, they snip a pouch open. And out comes your clump of brisket or whatever, and you heat that, and they slap it on the plate and smother it in something, and send it out to you.
Yes, sir.
Generally has no flavor.
Yep.
Was probably cooked 6 months before and flash frozen.
Yep.
So Kurt is actually giving you things that they have cooked within that day, or like the pork 24 hours.
Yep.
That's amazing.
It is, and it's so good. So good.
And pork, the 24-hour, the flavor of it is just amazing.
You get that nice dark bark on the outside, which is the best part, of course.
Now, see, with prime rib and brisket, I like the end pieces.
Yep.
I'm an end piece guy.
Sure.
Used to, rather. Let me rephrase. So, folks, you're getting rave meat reviews from a vegetarian. That should tell you something.
Beat that, by golly.
That should tell you something about Miller's Landing.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got, Kurt?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about our pastas a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We have, you can get either just plain fettuccine Alfredo with no meat, so it'd be perfect for a vegetarian like you.
That's right.
You can add chicken to that, add some Cajun seasoning or some mesquite seasoning.
Oh, that sounds good.
And one of my favorites, the andouille sausage bake.
Mm.
A little spicy sausage, and it comes with the red sauce, a marinara that we make up in-house. And top that with some pasta. Oh, so, so good.
It does sound. And that andouille smells great.
It does. Oh, it's just fantastic. You know, every once in a while, if I don't want a big meal like that at lunchtime, I'll take one of our smaller hamburgers. I'll take a few pieces of that sausage, throw it on the grill, put a little bit of red sauce on it, and some mozzarella cheese. I got myself a homemade pizza burger that's just out of this world. Yeah. See, so, and you know, it's
good andouille is hard to find.
It is.
Especially in a restaurant.
Absolutely.
Because, they get the frozen mess.
Yep.
And, you know.
Yep. And that's good stuff.
That smell that wafts out of a kitchen when you're cooking that is amazing.
And we also have that same sausage available on one of our breakfast skillets.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Hickory Skillet.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. So that's tasty, too. That's one of my favorite breakfast items.
You had me at Hickory.
Yeah.
I like hickory flavor. Yeah, I love hickory. Yeah.
So good. So good. But, yeah, like I said, we've just barely touched our menu. We've got such a large menu and breakfast served all day, every day, as I mentioned.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Ice cream, desserts, pies, shakes, malts, name it.
What's your soup of the day today?
Soup of the day is going to be cheeseburger chowder.
Wow.
Very, very good.
I bet that
is, and it's a hearty soup.
I was about to say, I bet that's a hearty.
It really is. Yes,
Folks, you need to take some of that home for this weekend.
Absolutely,
should be rough tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've been watching that storm.
I know,
but if you're close to Miller's Landing during the winter storm, make sure you get up there because you've got the chili every day.
Absolutely. And homemade chili every day.
That's probably the best winter food in history.
Yeah, it is. Chili. And people know our chili pretty well because we've served it at a lot of functions downtown and stuff like that. And so it's got a pretty good reputation.
And it's quick and easy. And if you're in a hurry for lunch, we'll throw some chili in a bowl for you, and you're in and out of there.
Yeah. And speaking of that, you know, if you can't come in for lunch or supper, either one, you can always call to get it to go.
Really?
We do carry out.
I'll be darned.
We do carry out.
Okay.
And I guess one thing on that I'm going to do real quick is on the weekends, Friday, Saturday night, and sometimes Sundays, we get pretty busy in the restaurant. Yes. And yes. sometimes we just have to turn the phone off, especially yeah. with the help shortage nowadays. And I always hate to turn away business, but it sometimes yeah. it just takes a full person to do that, run the phone and for to-go orders, and we just can't do it.
Well, sure.
Trying yeah. to take care of the customers that are in-house. Yeah. So, you know, we apologize for that, but it's just something that we just have to do that's sometimes.
Right.
So
that's right. And folks, if they weren't busy, you would know that something's wrong.
That is correct. So,
look at the bright side.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I've been by there some nights, and I mean, you can't squeeze another car.
Right. Parking lot. Yep.
Speaking of that, you're still hiring.
Absolutely. We are still hiring servers. And like I said, if you just need a second part-time job just for some extra cash, it's a great way to make some good cash. I guarantee it.
If I could walk more than 10 feet without a break, I'd come and do it.
Me too, if I could do that. But I'm getting too darn old to do all that stuff anymore. I do it if I have to, but by golly, it's rough.
I know the feel. I'm limping on one side and dragging the leg on the other side. I'm terrible.
Absolutely.
Now, if folks are interested in not only the food, the to-go, the catering, the party room, or if they're looking for a part-time job, what's the phone number?
Give me a call at 515-332-2123.
Now, I happen to know someone who works as a server there, I do know that you can make some good money there.
Yes, you sure can.
It's a nice clientele. The good thing, I tell you another restaurant secret, the good thing about being a server in a town this size is everybody knows you.
Yep.
So they are obligated to tip when they come in. There you go. Yeah. Because they don't want to bump into you on the street and know that they
say, hey, what's going on?
They won't make eye contact with you.
Right, that is correct.
Now, today's lunch special?
Today we are doing chicken fried chicken.
Oh, wow.
Which is really good. Yeah. And we hand bread that and cook it on the grill. And then smothered in white gravy, mashed potatoes, and your choice of vegetable. You need to get corn, green beans, or mixed vegetable with that. So
I'm a sucker for the white
gravy. Very, very. Oh, I am too. Gosh. And that's such a good meal.
Yeah.
Comfort food again, but very, very tasty.
Fill you up.
Yep.
And in wintertime, it definitely keeps you warm.
Yeah. It's so good.
Is the chicken fried chicken, is that comparable to the pork loin?
I would say so. Yeah.
So that's hanging off the plate.
I would say so. Yeah.
Y'all are killing me.
Yeah. I might revert you back to eating meat here before too long.
It's been 7 years. If I eat meat, it will probably have bad adverse side effects. But it might be worth the.
You might have to go get a gym membership.
That's right. Might be worth the trouble. Now, I have not had your mashed potatoes yet, but that's something I need to come in and try.
Oh, yeah. Good mashed potatoes.
You know, I'm thinking when I first got here, somebody was eating your fries, and I think I've had your fries.
We've got pretty darn good fries.
Yeah, I was thinking that, yeah.
They stay crispy, and they stay hot a long time.
See, I'm a French fry snob, mm-hmm. So if I like your fries, you're doing fine.
Yeah, if I pick up a fry and it bends over, it's right like, over, yeah. Throw that back right on the plate, because I'm not going to eat it.
I tell you a fat guy secret here, too. I'm just full of secrets this morning. A good French fry with the white gravy.
Oh yeah.
I hope
absolutely.
Really hope Dr. Paul will listen. I'm going to be in so much trouble, Kurt. Hey, Kurt Myatt from Myers Landing. What the devil is Myers Landing? From Miller's Landing, Kurt. Kurt, where are you located again?
Highway 169 South, top of the hill here in Humboldt, or 613th Street Southwest if you punch it into your little GPS.
And again, if you're coming into Humboldt, it's on the left. If you're going out of Humboldt, it's on the right.
Correct.
You cannot miss it. And if you do miss it, turn around.
Yeah.
It's worth stopping.
Yeah, because you're missing it.
That's right. Definitely. If you miss it, you're missing it. Trust me. And try the coffee, by the way.
Yes.
Excellent coffee.
Yeah, it gets me going in the morning.
That's right. And if you need a drink, that bar.
Absolutely.
It's just
full
beautiful.
Bar, just 10 beautiful. Beers on tap. Can't beat it.
10 beers on tap. Well, that would keep me busy.
Me too.
Sounds good right about now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been a rough day.
I hear you. I've had about 50 years of those so far, Kurt. And you guys have a website.
We do. family-table.com. You click on Miller's Landing and get all the information right there.
I have been there, and it's a darn fine website. Full menu on there,
too. Absolutely.
Yeah, which is hard to find
these
days.
Nope. You can get our breakfast menu, lunch, dinner. Yeah. Everything.
Most people want to send you to a, you know, like a third party menu site.
Nope.
Where it's never updated, you know.
Nope. Ours gets updated. If we update our menu, it gets updated the same time.
Love it. Chicken fried chicken lunch special today, folks. And what was that soup again?
Cheeseburger chowder.
There you go.
Cheeseburger chowder. And homemade chili.
Well, chili every day, folks. It's even chili in the summer there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, cheeseburger chowder, is that a creation of yours?
It is, actually. I thought so. It's very, very tasty.
That's a new one to me. I like that. That's pretty cool. I tell you what I like, and it's hard to find. I like a good vegetable, like a corn chowder.
Oh, sure.
But I have trouble finding because a lot of people use
next time I make that, I will let you know because I do make corn chowder.
Most people use a chicken base, and I have to be careful, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. I have to pre-interview restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Myatt from Miller's Landing. We appreciate you, Kurt. They're our business of the week. You have a great day.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. And we'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to Business of the Week, showcasing area businesses on 97.7 The Volt. Remember to please shop local. From Whittemore to Duncombe.
They're entertaining.
You're on the ride with 97.7 The Volt.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.